Innisfail. Town Council is refusing to bend to a demand by Fortis Alberta to make a decision by November 1 on whether Innisfail will raise franchise fees for 2022. Council also approved motions at its regular meeting on October 12 that administration contact Fortis that the town of Innisfail would have an answer to them by December 1 on whether it would be changing its franchise fee rate for 2022. The town will also be asking Fortis why the utility company is changing its timing requirement from last year when the town was granted an extension into January 2021. As well, the town will be reminding Fortis, as well as ATCO Gas, of municipal budget cycles, which begin this time of year and end in November, and the challenges the town faces in making franchise fee decisions prior to the budget process. Council was told by Erica Vickers, Director of Corporate Services, she did not know why Fortis would not give an extension this year, believing last year might have just been an anomaly. We already did send off an email to Fortis and they were very firm in the timeline, said Vickers. The November 1 deadline given to council angered most council members, who some believe it's unfair to force council into a decision before going through its traditional early fall budget process for the coming year, and less than 2 weeks after a new and mostly inexperienced council is sworn in following the October 18 general municipal election. All it is just a computer entry for them, Fortis. It's not built into the numbers they deal with, or their numbers on the bill. It's just a number, said outgoing Mayor Jim Roman at his last council meeting on October 12 before his retirement. And yet they are telling us they have it in advance. We haven't done our budget totally, and we have been working on it, but golly, how can we say we need this much, a 2% increase when we don't know the shortfalls in the budget to deal with that would cause it to be required? To me, they won't look very smart if they say, well, it's too late now, you can't do it. That's baloney, the mayor added. Cown. Jean Barkley agreed, and initiated the move to have Fortis contacted to say the town's decision would be decided at an appropriate time, like the town did last year. They make a lot of money out of this community and we're their customer. I think we need to try to drive this boat a little bit rather than Fortis telling us what to do, said Barkley. This belongs as in budget where we can determine exactly what we need going forward. I have never liked this coming at this time of year. Barkley added she wanted administration to push back a little bit, because she believed other municipalities may be facing the same issue and that the Alberta Urban Municipalities Association, AUMA, may want to get involved and start advocating for municipalities that are being forced to make a decision that comes at an inappropriate time every year. Vickers brought both utility company 2022 franchise fee discussions to council on October 12. For ATCO Gas, Vickers proposed the 2022 ATCO Gas franchise fee to remain unchanged from last year at 27%, which would generate revenue of $726,378, an increase of $98,785 for 2022. Council passed the motion to keep the ATCO franchise fee rate at 27% but then passed another motion to send the utility company a message of concern that was similar to the one being sent to Fortis. For Fortis, Vickers initially proposed a 2% franchise fee increase from 15% to 17%. Council was told that by increasing the Fortis franchise fee to 17% it would then generate $1,648,653, which is an additional $193,959 from what 15% would bring in. It would also result in a monthly $1.92 increase for each Fortis customer in town, from $10.18 to $12.10. Vickers report to council on October 12, said the proposed 2% franchise fee hike for Fortis would also help the town deal with numerous high expenses for the coming year, including RCMP increase minus $250,000, annual helipad costs minus $80,000, staff merit costs minus $90,000, staff COLA costs minus $200,000, increased carbon tax costs, and other smaller increases coming in from many different suppliers, such as CAEP and Alberta OneCall. However, council defeated the motion to raise the franchise fee to 17%. Council then moved and approved the second motion to send Fortis a notice that it would have an answer to the utility company by December 1 on whether it would change its franchise fee for 2022.